على سيد المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. All thanks and all praises are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Almighty Maker, Creator and Sustainer of the universe. We send darud and salam upon the final messenger of Allah, Sayyidina wa Nabiyyina Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On this Sunday morning, we commence with our lessons on Khatibun Nabiyyin, Sayyidul Mursaleen, Sayyidina wa Nabiyyina Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's seerah, aspects which makes him to be the Sayyidul Anbiya, to be the final messenger, Khatibun Nabiyyin, final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What does it mean? What does it convey to the Muslim belief? And secondly, that he is Sayyidul Mursaleen, Imamul Anbiya, that he is the leader, the chief, at the head of all the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, thousands and thousands, approximately 124,000 messengers, prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala were sent for the guidance of mankind to all communities, all tribes, all nations of the world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent messengers to guide them towards the worship of one Allah, to guide them to the obedience of their respective Nabis and Rasuls, Anbiyas and Rasuls, and so that they may walk the high moral ground, they may be good and pious people, obedient to Allah and to the Messenger of Allah, and also follow moral ways, moral laws, that they must steer away and keep away from evil and sin and wrongful deeds, disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, repudiation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, rejection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, rejection of the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They must avoid sin and evil. All these were the fundamental teachings of all the messengers of Allah, all the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This message was conveyed to entire mankind. Not a single place on this earth and not a single nation or community can claim that they did not receive messengers for guidance and holy books, revealed books for their guidance. All of mankind, from the earliest of times until the time of the coming of Sayyidina wa Nabiyyina Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, entire humanity has received the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which I have just mentioned now, that all of mankind must worship, must obey, must follow, must submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the messenger, that particular Nabi and Rasul that came to them. And they must follow the book until the next messenger came to them. But to the coming of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, no other messenger is going to come, no other prophet is going to come, so he is the final one. That is what we are looking at. Those are the aspects of Sayyidina Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that we are examining, that we are looking at, that we are profiling. And in that particular aspect of the greatness, the eminence, the status, the dignity of Sayyidina Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, up to last week we concluded 41 singular points, outstanding characteristics and features of what it means that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the Khatam al-Nabiyyin and the Sayyidul Mursaleen, final messenger of Allah, and he is also the leader and the chief of all the Anbiyas and Rasuls. Lots of things we have discussed in these 41 factors pertaining to the Risalat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today we will commence by looking at point number 42. As I have mentioned, there are approximately 70 to 80 different factors involved in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I mention again at the very start that these talks that I'm giving you, I have obtained from lectures, talks which I attended of the principal of Darul Uloom Deoband, Hakim al-Ummat, and that was Qari Tayyab Sahib rahmatullah alayhi. He has passed on, and these are the talks that he had given. He was a profoundly learned man, a great scholar of the Deen of Islam. And these are the notes that I made at that time of his talks and his lectures which he gave to us with regard to the finality of Prophethood and what it means to observe and to follow and to obey Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This has also been published in a book form as well. So we are looking now and commencing with point number 42. In this point 42, or factor number 42, we are examining very carefully what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says with regard to us being obedient to, following, emulating, copying the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Why does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, follow me, but also follow my Rasul? In the Quran Majid, we need to examine. Sometimes we Muslims get away with the point, we must follow Allah, we must submit to Allah. But when it comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we don't lay so much emphasis. This is wrong. In point number 42, we are going to examine from the Quran, the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what Allah says with regard to we Muslimin, believers in Islam, in the kalima shahada la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what it means to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's oneness, in the risalat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that we should follow Allah, and equally we should follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How important is this factor? The other prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala were granted askar, the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in various forms, in various ways, and in specially selected places of prayer and meditation. In other words, if you go to Masjid al-Aqsa, you will see that there are places set aside there, for example, the mihrab, and the prayer used to be conducted in the mihrab. Mihrab is a place, it used to be a huge mihrab, and in there they used to conduct their prayers. And then of course there were other places set aside in which salah, prayers, meditation, remembrance of Allah must be conducted. There were set places in various formats, and in specially selected places where their prayers and their meditation should be held. But when it came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was blessed and he was granted the facility by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of making the zikr of Allah his ibadah, his remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through meditation, through tilawat, recitation, through acts of worship, everywhere, wherever the place was clean on this earth, anywhere a Muslim can make his prayers, he can make his salah, he can make his ibadah, he can make his tilawat of the Quran, he can make tasbih anywhere he wants to, he can make tahmid, he can make takbir anywhere in this world and out of this world as well. Even if he travels by plane and he flies in the air, he can make his zikrullah, he can make his ibadah, she can make her ibadah, no problem at all. There was no restriction that it must be in the masjid, that it must be at home or at a certain place. No. Would the Ummate Muhammadiyya ala Nabiyyina alayhi salatu wasalam, unlike the other Anbiya's and Rasuls, they had strict places and strict times. With us, no. We can make our ibadah anywhere. All the time we can make our ibadah and our tilawat and our dhikrullah. No restrictions or limitations anywhere whatsoever. We can make zikrullah, worship everywhere, as long as the place is clean, as long as we ourselves are pure and clean and the place is also clean. This could be anywhere in the heavens and the earth, in habitations, in deserts, in jungles, in forests, in residential areas, in secluded and uninhabited areas, in mountains, in valleys. Wherever we want to, we can make our ibadah. All we got to ensure as Muslims is that the place is clean, that the ground is clean. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can be remembered everywhere and anywhere. In the same way, Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam must also be remembered through darood and salam, or the salawat, in all places. This was a special concession to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and it speaks volumes for his noble and elevated status and his distinguished personality as the Khatib al-Nabiyyin and the Sayyid al-Mursaleen. His daraja, status is so high. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him this facility, unlike the other Anbiya's and Rasul's. With them, there was strict places that they could make the ibadah. But with the with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all places that I have mentioned here, ibadah can be made. But at the same time, we must also praise, in other words, we must send salutations, darud and salam, salawat, on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also. So you remember Allah, and we must remember Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as well. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, in the Quran Majeed, وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ, and Allah raised high the esteem which, in which you are held. Surah Alam Nashrah, Surah Sharah, 94th Surah of the Quran Majeed, Ayat number 4. In a hadith also, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated as follows, he said, إِذَا ذَكَرْتُ ذَكَرْتُ مَعِي إِذَا ذَكَرْتَ ذَكَرْتُ مَعِي, when I am remembered, so shall you, O my Rasul, so shall you also be recalled and remembered. This hadith is in Ibn Jarir. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is a hadith of Qudsi, in which we are told that when we remember Allah, we must also remember Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Such is his status. This was not in the past. With any of the previous Anbiya's and Rasul's, there was no such thing. This was special to Sayyidina Rasulullah sallam. When you remember Allah, remember Rasulullah sallam. When I am remembered, so shall you be recalled and remembered. Now we look at and examine several ayat of the Quran Majeed, as I said earlier, wherein Allah gives the command that when you remember me, when you obey me, you must also obey my Rasul. Here are these ayats coming up. Let's look at the first one. The first one I take from, and I quote to you from Surah Al-Imran, third Surah of Quran Majeed, ayat number 32. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, قُلْ أَتِيُوا اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولِ. Say. Who is saying? Allah. Allah is saying to who? To the believers. Firstly, to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. قُلْ, say, declare, proclaim. أَتِيُوا اللَّهَ, I obey Allah. وَالرَّسُولِ, and I obey the Rasul of Allah. Obey Allah and His Messenger. Surah Al-Imran, third Surah of the Quran, ayat number 32. قُلْ أَتِيُوا اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولِ. Look at that, Allah and the Rasul, one after the other. You obey Allah, you obey Rasulullah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the next quote which I give you from Surah Nisa, fourth Surah of the Quran, ayat number 13. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يُطِئِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ, those who obey Allah and His Messenger. Allah favors those. وَمَنْ يُطِئِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. Look how the Rasul's name is taken with Allah. Those who obey Allah and His Messenger, His Rasul. That is taken from Surah Nisa, fourth Surah of the Quran, ayat number 31. Similarly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again couples His name with that of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in another ayah. This one I take from Surah Nisa, fourth Surah of the Quran Majid, ayat number 59. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَتِيُوا اللَّهَ وَأَتِيُوا الرَّسُولَ. Obey Allah and obey the Messenger of Allah. Allahu Akbar. Look at this. How significant it is that Allah is coupling His name with that of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and saying, you obey me, but you must also obey the Rasul of Allah. Equal designation, reaching out, obey Allah and obey the Rasul of Allah. Let's proceed further. In Surah Nisa, fourth Surah of the Quran Majid, ayat number 80, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَنْ يُطِئِ الرَّسُولَ فَقَدْ عَتَى اللَّهِ. He who obeys the messenger obeys Allah. Look at this, how significant it is. He who obeys the messenger, he is the one who obeys Allah. مَنْ يُطِئِ الرَّسُولَ فَقَدْ عَتَى اللَّهِ. Only we can put this also, it's a conditional verse, ayah, that only that person who obeys the Rasul of Allah has obeyed Allah. مَنْ يُطِئِ الرَّسُولَ فَقَدْ عَتَى اللَّهِ. Be sure, be certain that only the one who has obeyed the Rasul of Allah has truly obeyed Allah. Surah Nisa, fourth surah of the Quran Majid, ayat number 18. Let's go on to a longer ayat of the Quran Majid, again from Surah Nisa, fourth surah of the Quran Majid, ayat number 115. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يُشَاقِقِ الرَّسُولَ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُ الْهُدَى وَيَتَّبِعْ غَيْرَ سَبِيلِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ نُوَلِّيهِ مَا تَوَلَّى وَنُسْلِهِ جَهَنَّمْ وَسَاءَتْ مَصِيرًا. صدق الله العظيم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if anyone disputes, if anybody argues with the messenger of Allah after guidance has been plainly conveyed to him and follows a path other than that becoming true believers, Allah shall leave him in the path that he has chosen, and Allah will land him in Jahannam, in hell. وَسَاءَتْ مَصِيرًا. And what an evil place, what an evil destination, what an evil refuge Jahannam is. As I said, this is from Surah Nisa, ayat number 115. I repeat this, so important is, if anyone argues, if anyone disputes any teaching, any practice of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if anyone disputes with the Messenger of Allah, after hidayat, after guidance has been plainly conveyed to him, that this is the teaching of, that this is the practice of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then that person follows a path, a way, other than that becoming true believers, becoming the mu'mineen, we, Allah, will leave such a person in the path that he or she has chosen. And eventually such a person will land himself and find himself or herself in Jahannam. And Allah says, what an evil place Jahannam is. Because that person has chosen to disobey Allah. How do we disobey the Rasul of Allah? Allah and the Rasul. You disobey the Rasul of Allah, you have disobeyed Allah, as I've indicated in an earlier ayah. So what happens then? Allah says, well, you have chosen that path, and you will go on in that path, the wrong way. And what happens then? This is not, I don't have to make miswak, I don't have to make wudu, I don't have to do this, I don't have to make salah five times a day. If we go on, I don't have to observe this is halal, that is haram, I can eat whatever, why can't I? I'm well educated, I'm rich, I'm secure, why can't I decide what is right for myself? And the moment you do that, and the moment you think you are independent, and you can think for yourself and reason for yourself and make conclusions for yourself, once you start doing that, you feel that five times salah is a great burden on you. Halal, the laws of halal and haram and the laws of sharia do not apply to you. That the sunnah does not apply to you any longer. What happens then? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if that is the path you have chosen, نُوَلِّهِ مَا تَوَلَّى. Allah will leave you on that path. If you decide that you are going to carry out innovations, bid'ah practices, you're going to do the things that are forbidden, the things that you have innovated, you have started, which are acts of bid'ah, which are anti-sunnah, not in accordance with the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah will allow you to go on doing that bid'ah. More and more you will increase in that. But eventually, where do you go? Eventually, on the day of Qiyamah, you will land up in where? In hell. And what an evil place. What an evil abode that is. وَيَتَّبِعْ غَيْرَ سَبِيلِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. When you follow that particular path that is against of the teachings of the deen of Islam and the path of the true believers among the Muslimin, what happens then? Jahannama. You, وَنُسْلِهِ جَهَنَّمَ. Remember, Allah will pronounce Jahannam for you, وَسَاعَتْ مَسِيرًا. And that is a very evil place to which you have decided to go. That is your destiny. We look at another ayat of the Quran Majid. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُوا الرَّسُولَ وَحَذَرُوا فَإِنْ تَوَلَّيْتُمْ فَاعْلَمُوا أَنَّمَا عَلَى رَسُولِنَا الْبَلَاغُ الْمُبِينُ. صَدَقَ اللَّهُ الْعَظِيمُ. Obey Allah and obey the Messenger, the Rasul of Allah, and beware disobedience of Allah and the Rasul of Allah. If you do turn away from obedience to Allah and Rasulullah, know that is our Messenger's duty to proclaim our message in the clearest manner. The Rasul that Allah says, the Rasul He has sent to mankind, what is it? أَنَّمَا عَلَى رَسُولِنَا الْبَلَاغُ الْمُبِينَ. He has come here to clearly preach the haq and the truth. That is his duty. That is his responsibility. That is his mission. That is what he has done. For you, it is to obey him. Over and over, Allah has said, مَنْ يُتِئِ الرَّسُولَ فَقَدْ أَطَعَ اللَّهِ. He who obeys the Messenger of Allah, he has obeyed Allah. Allah has made it very clear. So if you decide you're going to follow your own way, well, our Messenger has not come. He is not going to pressurize you. He is not going to force you to obey. There's no policeman around and no security guards around to see to it that you forcefully are pressurized into obeying the Rasul of Allah. If you choose another way of life and you choose other practices, you choose bid'ah above sunnah, that is your choice. But do remember, you can go on doing whatever you want to do. The Rasul that I sent, his duty was only to, here it is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it, أَنَّمَا عَلَى رَسُولِنَا الْبَلَاغُ الْمُبِينَ. His duty was only to proclaim Allah's message in the clearest manner, lucidly and clearly. That's all his mission was, and he has done so. Surah Al-Ma'idah, 5th surah of the Quran Majid, ayat number 92. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has carried out his message. He has delivered the message very, very clearly. Up to you now, O Muslimin. You obey or you disobey. You carry out the sunnah or you carry out bid'ah. The choice is yours. But do remember the consequences. There is a day of judgment. This world is not forever. And when Qiyamah comes, all of you will be gathered in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah will judge. There will be a day of reckoning, a day of judgment. And what are you going to do on that particular day when the day of judgment comes? Where do you think you will go to if you have decided to follow your own route and your own path? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in another ayat of the Quran Majid, فَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِهِ وَأَزَّرُوهُ وَنَصَرُوهُ وَاتَّبَعُوا النُّورَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ مَعَهُ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. صَدَقَ اللَّهُ الْعَظِيمُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, thus it is that those who believe in Allah, thus it is that those who believe in Him, those who honor Him, those who help Him, and those who follow the light which has been sent down with Him. Who are we talking about? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِهِ. Those who believe in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَعَزَّرُوهُ. And they respect Him and they honor Him. وَنَصَرُوهُ. And those who help Him by carrying out His sunnah. وَاتَّبَعُوا النُّورَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ مَعَهُ. And they follow the nur and the light which has been sent down with Him. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, every sunnah of his is a nur. So those who carry out the sunnah, they carry out that light which Allah is talking about in this ayat of the Quran. They follow the light which has been sent down with him. Because sunnah takes away darkness by bringing you into light, into the right way. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. It is they who will prosper, it is they who will succeed through obedience of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Surah A'raf, 7th surah of the Quran Majid, ayat number 158. Very clearly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, those who believe in Rasulullah, who respect him and honor him, those who help him, those who follow the nur and the light which has been sent down with him, it is they who will be the successful ones. Reason? Because they have obeyed him. This is in Surah A'raf, 7th surah of the Quran, which is ayat number 157, not 158. Ayat number 157. Ayat number 158 is the following: وَاتَّبِئُوهُ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَحْتَدُونَ. Those who follow and obey Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam will be the ones who are rightly guided. The first one says, أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. They will be the successful ones. And the ayat after that, 157, says they will be the successful ones. And ayat number 158 says, what is it? لَعَلَّكُمْ تَحْتَدُونَ. They are the ones who are on the hidayat. They are on the rightly guided path. That is ayat number 158 of Surah A'raf, 7th Surah of the Quran Majid. Furthermore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَتِيُوا اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ إِن كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ. Obey Allah and obey the Messenger of Allah if you are true believers. This is like a command from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Surah Anfal, 8th Surah of the Quran Majid, ayat number 1, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ إِن كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ. If you are true believers, if you are mu'mineen, then you must obey Allah and you must obey the Rasul of Allah, the Messenger of Allah. Surah Anfal, 8th Surah of the Quran, ayat number 1. Let's proceed even further. Look how many ayats I'm giving you in which Allah emphasizes the importance of following both Allah and the Rasul of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran Majid, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu ati'u Allah wa rasulahu wa la tawallaw anhu wa antum tasma'un. Sadaqallahu al-azim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O you who believe, obey Allah and obey the Rasul of Allah, and do not turn away from the Rasul of Allah. Do not turn away from him when you hear him, but pay attention and give true devotion to him. Surah Anfal, 8th Surah of the Quran Majid, ayat number 20. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhalladhina aman, O true believers, Allah is calling upon you. Allah is commanding you. What is Allah commanding you, ordering you? Ati'u Allah, obey Allah, wa rasulahu. Look how Rasulullah's name is coupled with that. Ati'u Allah wa rasulahu, obey Allah, and just as you obey Allah, obey the Rasul of Allah. Wa la tawallaw, and do not turn away, turn your backs to the Rasul of Allah. In kuntum mu'minin, if you are true believers, don't turn your ears away, don't turn your attention away. Listen attentively, follow closely each and every sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Surah Anfal, 8th Surah, ayat number 20. Let's proceed even further. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu istajibu lillahi walirrasuli iza da'akum lima yuhyikum. O you who believe, give your positive response to Allah and to the Rasul of Allah when they call you to that which gives you life. Subhanallah. In other words, Allah and the Rasul, if you keep on the path of Quran and Sunnah, then that means you are a living person. You are alive. So if you want to be alive in the spiritual sense, then what must you do? Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu istajibu lillahi walirrasuli iza da'akum lima yuhyikum. Give your positive response to Allah and His Messenger. Oh, you who truly believe, true believers, when the Allah and the Rasul call you, when they command you, when they show you the way, then give a positive response to Allah and the Messenger of Allah and the Rasul of Allah. When they call you, to what do they call you? To that which gives you life. That is what keeps you alive. Surah Anfal, 8th Surah of the Quran Majid, ayat number 24. So do bear in mind, what does it mean here, you may ask, to give life? To give life, we are going to die at a certain time. But for those who have been obedient to Allah and the Rasul of Allah, there is life in this world and there is life in the hereafter as well. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has described the life in this world as being physical and the life in the hereafter as being spiritual. In the world, it is the physical body that is the dominant sector. There are two components in the human body. One is what we call the physical self, flesh, bones, blood, your limbs and your organs. That's the physical self. That is the dominant part of the human body in this worldly life. But the ruh is also there, the soul, or call it the spirit, is there. It is not the dominant factor in the dunya. When one dies, then one sheds the physical body, but the spiritual self, the ruh, continues to survive. The ruh does not die. So the ruh survives and it goes on. It is the ruh that is questioned in the qabr by Munkar and Nakir. It is the ruh that lives in the qabr. In the hereafter, resurrection takes place, the ba'as. Ba'as, ba'ad al-maut will take place when mankind is resurrected. But after the resurrection, what is the body composed of? There's no food to eat and so on, like the material foods that we have in the dunya. Alright? So what is it? How do we live then in the hereafter? How do we survive? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained, it is the spirit, the ruh, that takes over the body, and the spirit, the ruh, does not need food of the kind we have in the world. Fruits and vegetables and meats that we have here in the dunya, we don't need in the hereafter. We don't need fruits and foods in the hereafter, because the major component of the human body is the ruh. It is the spiritual self. That is why we don't need. Now I am saying here that when we read of this, that it says here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that you are lima yuhyikum, in the 24th ayat of the Quran, in Surah Anfal, the 8th surah of the Quran Majid, ayat number 24, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu stajibu lillahi walil rasuli iza da'akum lima yuhyikum. O you who believe, give your positive response, react, respond positively to Allah and the Rasul of Allah when they call you to that which gives you life. That is the one we are talking about. Which life? The eternal life. Give life to your spiritual self, to your ruh. So if you want to give life to your ruh, that your ruh remain alive forever, then respond, be obedient to Allah, respond and be obedient to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is the meaning of this particular ayat of the Quran Majid. Let's go through even further. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran Majid, emphasizing the importance of being obedient to Allah and the Rasul of Allah, Allah keeps coupling his name with that of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Muslimin, O Mu'mineen, the final messenger of Allah, Khatamun Nabiyin, the leader of all the Anbiya, Sayyidul Mursaleen, he has come to you and he has invited you to his obedience. He has called you to the obedience of Allah and he has said, obey Allah and obey me. He has done this as his instruction, as the command that I have given him, in what Allah has given him. Allah keeps putting his name, Allah's name, with that of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Quran Majid. So that is important for us Muslimin to understand, because there is no other prophet, no other rasul, no other messenger going to follow Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَأَتِيُوا اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَلَا تَنَازَعُوا. And O Muslimin, obey Allah and His Messenger and do not fall into disputations among yourselves. Do not amongst yourselves start arguments amongst yourselves. Do not dispute matters. Do not have contentions. Do not contend with one another. When it comes to any matter, Allah and the Rasul have decided, then throw in the towel. Accept whatever Allah and the Rasul have said, whatever they have asked you to do, obey the instructions, obey the command of Allah, obey the instruction of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, obey the Quran and the Sunnah. Don't start arguments among yourself that I think this and I reason this way and my understanding is this and so forth and so on. Allah and the Rasul have spoken, you have no right to. وَلَا تَنَازَعُوا. Do not fall into dispute. Surah Anfal, 8th Surah of the Quran, ayat number 46. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says further, مَنْ يُحَادِدِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَأَنَّ لَهُ نَارَ جَهَنَّمَ خَالِدًا فِيهَا ذَلِكَ الْخِزْيُ الْعَظِيمُ. Those who oppose Allah and the Messenger of Allah and the Rasul of Allah, for them there is the fire of Jahannam. Surah Tawbah, 9th Surah of the Quran Majid, ayat number 63. Those who go against the Quran and the Sunnah, those who oppose Allah, مَنْ يُحَادِدِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. Again, Rasulullah's name, with Allah's name. If you go against the Quran and the Sunnah, the command of Allah and the teaching and the Sunnah of Rasulullah, what will happen then? فَأَنَّ لَهُ نَارَ جَهَنَّمَ. There is the fire of Jahannam for such a person. And then Allah adds, خَالِدًا فِيهَا. You will never come out from that burning fire that will torture you and torment you. You will continue to remain there and suffer forever from the tortures and the torments of that fire. Know it here in the dunya while you are alive. Change your way of life. Reform yourself. Become obedient to Allah and the Rasul of Allah. You know what is going to happen to you in the year after, where you have no say at all whatsoever. Now in the dunya you have a say. You have a right. ذَلِكَ الْخِزْيُ الْعَظِيمُ. And once you are in that fire, there is absolutely no escape. It is the greatest shame that can befall a person. A major shame that comes out. Despair will be your lot forever. Surah Tawbah, 9th Surah of the Quran, ayat number 63. So don't head that way. Don't go for that. Come out of that kind of tortuous existence that you land yourself into. Now you have a say. You have a way. There is a way. You can reform. You can make Tawbah. You can make istighfar. You can change your ways. There is enough time to do so now in the dunya. Even if you have one day of your life left, you can make Tawbah, you can reform, you can go back to the obedience of Allah and the Rasul of Allah. Allah will forgive you. Allah is all forgiving. Allah is all merciful. There is time to stop this disobedience of Allah and the Rasul of Allah. That is what the Quran is telling us and advising us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran Majid, وَيَقُولُونَ آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَبِالرَّسُولِ وَأَطَعْنَا ثُمَّ يَتَوَلَّى فَرِيقٌ مِّنْهُمْ مِّنْ بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ وما أولئك بالمؤمنين. They say, what do they say? People say, what do they say? We believe in Allah, and they say we believe in the Rasul of Allah, in the Messenger of Allah. But even after that, some of them turn away from Allah and the Rasul of Allah. These are not true believers. Look what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying. You want to know who's a mu'min? Who's a true believer? What do they say? وَيَقُولُونَ. This is what some people say. What do they say? آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَبِالرَّسُولِ. We obey Allah. We believe in Allah. We believe in Rasulullah, we obey Rasulullah. Summa yatawalla fariqun minhum. And then some of them, a group of them, they turn away from Allah and from the Rasul of Allah. Min ba'di zalika, after saying that they do believe in Allah and the Rasul of Allah, they have recited the kalima, they have accepted the kalima. Now they commit hypocrisy. What do they say? They refute this particular fact by their action. They do things against the command of Allah. They do things against the sunnah of Rasulullah SAW. Look how clearly it says, مِن بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ. After acceptance of belief in Allah and the Rasul of Allah, what do? Then they go back on their words. They become liars. They become those who refute and reject what they have claimed to believe in. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَمَا أُولَٰئِكَ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Allah says, you know something, O mankind? They are not true believers. They are liars. They are hypocrites. They are munafiqeen. They are kafirin. They are kazibin. Outright liars they are. They have said something, and they go against what they have said. That is who they are. That is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran. They say we believe in Allah, they say we believe in the Rasul of Allah, and we obey. But even after that, some of them turn away. Allah says these are not true believers. Surah Nur, 24th surah of the Quran, ayat number 47. In the same surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, further on, Allah says, إِنَّمَا كَانَ قَوْلَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذَا دُؤُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ لِيَحْكُمَ بَيْنَهُمْ أَنْ يَقُولُوا سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. The answer of the believers when called to Allah and the Rasul of Allah in order that Allah may judge between them is no other than to state, we hear and we obey. And it is they who will be the successful ones. It is they who will attain success. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says so clearly in this ayat of the Quran Majeed that إِنَّمَا كَانَ قَوْلَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذَا دُعُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ لِيَحْكُمَ بَيْنَهُمْ أَنْ يَقُولُوا سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا. The answer of the believers when they are called to Allah and to the Rasul of Allah that Allah may judge between them is no other than, what do they say? These true believers, what do they say? They state, we hear, O Allah, we hear and we obey. Allah says, because they hear and they obey, they follow the Quran and the Sunnah, they are obedient slaves of Allah, it is they who will attain success. Ulaika. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes, Ulaika humul muflihun. They are the people who will be successful. This particular ayah is in Surah Nur, 25th Surah of the Quran Majid, ayat number 52. Ayat number 52, we read the next ayat is as follows. وَمَنْ يُتِئِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَيَحْشَى اللَّهَ وَيَتَّقْهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَائِزُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is those who obey Allah and the Rasul of Allah and they fear Allah and are righteous and pious, that will be successful. Ulaika humul faizun. They are the ones who will be successful. Earlier Allah said, Ulaika humul muflihun. They will be successful ones. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala repeats it in the next ayat and says, Illa al-balaghul mubin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, humul faizun. They will be the successful ones. Surah Nur, 24th Surah of the Quran, Majid, ayat number 52. Furthermore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ أَتِيءُ اللَّهَ وَأَتِيءُ الرَّسُولَ فَإِنْ تَوَلَّوْا فَإِنَّمَا عَلَيْهِ مَا هُمِّلَ وَعَلَيْكُمْ مَا هُمِّلْتُمْ وَإِنْ تُتِيءُوهُ تَهْتَدُوا وَمَا عَلَى الرَّسُولِ إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ الْمُبِينَ. Declare, mankind, Allah says, declare, obey Allah and obey the Messenger of Allah, obey the Rasul of Allah. But if you turn away, know then that He, my Rasul, He is only responsible for the duty that has been placed on Him, and you for what has been placed on you. If you obey Him, you will be on the right guidance. The Messenger's duty, the Rasul's duty, is only to preach the clear message to all, to all of mankind. The only duty he has, وَمَا عَلَى الرَّسُولِ إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ الْمُبِينَ, to clearly and openly preach the truth. That is his only duty. And he has done so. Surah Nur, 25th Surah of the Quran Majid, ayat number 54. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further says, إنما المؤمنون الذين آمنوا بالله ورسوله. Verily, only those are the true believers who believe in Allah and in the Rasul of Allah. Surah Nur, 24th Surah of the Quran, Majid, ayat number 62. Ayat number 62, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala emphasizes very clearly that verily, only those are true believers who believe absolutely in Allah, who believe absolutely in the Rasul of Allah. Ayat number 62, that is. Furthermore, in ayat number 63 of Surah Nur, 24th Surah of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says as follows, لَا تَجْعَلُوا دُعَاءَ الرَّسُولِ بَيْنَكُمْ كَدُعَاءِ بَعْضِكُمْ بَعْضًا قَدْ يَعْلَمُ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ يَتَسَلَّلُونَ مِنْكُمْ لِوَازًا فَلْيَحْذَرِ الَّذِينَ يُخَالِفُونَ عَنْ أَمْرِهِ أَنْ تُصِيبَهُمْ فِتْنَةٌ أَوْ يُصِيبَهُمْ عَذَابٌ عَلِيمٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, do not deem the call of the Messenger of Allah like the call of you to one another, like you call one another. Allah knows those who slip away under the shade of some excuse. Then let those beware who oppose the Messenger's order, lest some trial befall them or a grievous penalty be afflicted on them. Surah Nur, 24th Surah of the Quran, Majid, ayat number 63. How clearly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these verses of the Quran Majid in Surah Nur, how clearly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it for us. That look, be obedient to Allah and the Rasul of Allah. It is very important that you do so, because if you do not do so and you make excuses, look at the words Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses. Alladina yukhalifuna an amrihi antusibahum fitna. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, الَّذِينَ يَتَسَلَّلُونَ مِنْكُمْ لِبَعْزًا, that you make all kinds of excuses for not obeying the Rasul of Allah. For example, you say 15 centuries ago it was easy for people, those ancient people in that time, it was a very slow period, science and technology had not advanced, now we have advanced so much, how do you expect us to go on practicing the Sunnah? It is very difficult to practice the Sunnah nowadays. That kind of excuse. Then you say, well, in those times, people had a lot of time, they traveled on camelback. We are traveling in jet planes. So things have improved. Things are much faster. How can we go on with the practices of the Sunnah as it was done in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam or in the time of the Sahaba ikram ridwanullahi ta'ala. We cannot do so any longer. We are moving at a very fast pace. That's one excuse. Another excuse is it's impractical. How do you expect us to practice the Sunnah in this day and age? That belonged to the past days, past ancient times. Now, today, to practice that kind of Sunnah, we have electrical brushes, toothbrushes, we have massaging brushes, we have this, we have that, all these things. We have modern techniques and modern technology has come out with all kinds of modern things. So how do you expect us to practice on the Sunnah that belongs to ancient times? All these excuses. Look how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, الَّذِينَ يَتَسَلَّلُونَ مِنْكُمْ لِوَازًا. What do? They make all kinds of... Allah knows us very, very well. Allah knows mankind. Here it is, Allah says, those who try to slip away under the shade of some excuse, by making some kind of excuse, and you think you will be excused for disobeying the Rasul of Allah. Be careful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows mankind. Allah created us. Then let those beware. Subhanallah. Let those... فَلْيَحَذَرِ الَّذِينَ يُخَالِفُونَ عَنْ أَمْرِهِ أَنْ تُسِيبَهُمْ فِتْنَةً. Those who oppose the Sunnah of Rasulullah, the Messenger of Allah's order, they must know that some kind of trial will befall them. They will never be successful in their lives. Because they are disobeying the Sunnah of Rasulullah, they will keep suffering from all kinds. They will never move forward. They will remain stagnant where they are, or they will keep going backwards. They will have problems upon problems. Things will not work out smoothly for them. Don't we hear? People are saying, you know, they're suffering from this, they earn such a lot of money, but there's never barakah, there's never increase of any kind. They are all the time in problems. They come out of one problem, they're facing another problem. Do these people know what they are doing? These Muslims, do they know what they are doing? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they will have trial upon trial coming to them. Difficulties upon difficulties coming to them. Allah is going to test them very hard. Or a grievous penalty will be inflicted on them. Or something major will happen to them. Allah, oh, yusibahum azabun aleem. In this dunya, yes. And in the akhirah, that's another story. But even in the dunya, they will have all kinds of punishments reaching out to them, all kinds of things happening to them. Crashes, smashes, all difficulties will reach them. They will always be in debts, all the time, coming out from one debt into another debt. Sickness, disease, poverty, suffering, people's hatred, envy, all these things will continuously come upon them and keep falling upon them. Reason? Because they have been disobedient to Allah and the Rasul of Allah. So be very careful. Let's continue even further and look a bit further to another ayat of the Quran, Majid. We are looking and examining these in our subject of factors that make Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam such important. And today we are dealing with a factor which says that it is absolutely important, part of the integrity of the Muslim to be and to follow Allah and the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَكَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ لِمَنْ كَانَ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُ اللَّهَ وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرَةَ وَذَكَرَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you have indeed in the Messenger of Allah, in the Rasul of Allah, a beautiful pattern to follow, a beautiful example, a beautiful model to follow for those who are true believers, whose hope is in Allah and in the final day, and who engage much in the praises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look how, لَكَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. You have such a beautiful example in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For who? لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُ اللَّهَ. For those who desire that they must reach Allah, attain to Allah, who hope, place their hopes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And wal yawmal akhirah, and to succeed on the final day. Wa zakara Allah kaseeran, and what do? They make much zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Kaseeran, they make a lot of zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, often Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are the people who will succeed, who follow the pattern that has been laid, the sunnah. Pattern here means the sunnah of Rasulullah sallam. Surah Ahzab, 33rd surah of the Quran, Majid, ayat number 21. All these are important ayat of the Quran, which point to the importance of us following the sunnah and the way of life of Rasulullah sallam. Furthermore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, Majid, وَمَا كَانَ لِمُؤْمِنٍ وَلَا مُؤْمِنَةٍ إِذَا قَدَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولَهُ أَمْرًا أَنْ يَكُونَ لَهُمُ الْخِيَرَةُ مِنْ عَمْرِهِمْ وَمَنْ يَعْصِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدْ ضَلَّ ضَلَالًا مُبِينًا. صدق الله العظيم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, It is not befitting for a believing man or woman that when a matter has been decided by Allah and the Rasul of Allah, to have any option, to have any opinion about their decision. For their decision, the decision of Allah and the Rasul of Allah, is final. You have no say in the matter. If anyone disobeys Allah and the Rasul of Allah, such a person indeed is on the clearly wrong way. Surah Ahzab, 33rd surah of the Quran, Majid, ayat number 36. Very clearly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it here clear to all the mu'minin muslimin. وَمَا كَانَ لِمُؤْمِنٍ وَلَا مُؤْمِنَةٍ. O man and O woman, O men folk of Islam, and all women folk of Islam, this means that Allah is emphasizing this order, this command of Allah. إِذَا قَدَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولَهُ أَمْرًا, that when Allah and the Rasul of Allah have decided on a particular matter, أَنْ يَكُونَ لَهُمُ الْخِيَرَةُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِمْ, you have no choice. There is nothing for you to decide on that particular matter. وَمَنْ يَعْصِ اللَّهَ, but remember, if you go against and you disobey Allah and the Rasul of Allah, then you must know very clearly, فَقَدْ ضَلَّ, وَمَنْ يَعْصِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدْ ضَلَّ ضَلَالًا مُبِينًا, that such a person, when he or she opts to go against the decision of Allah and the Rasul of Allah, what happens then? Such a person is indeed on a clearly wrong path. They have taken a clearly wrong route. Surah Ahzab, 33rd Surah of Quran Majid, ayat number 36. How clearly, what more do we want? I am spending quite a bit of time on these ayat of the Quran Majid because it is a word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to understand what Allah has to say about the status of Rasulullah sallam and in what regard, high regard, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala holds his beloved messenger, the Habib of Allah, Sayyidina Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Listen to this particular ayat of the Quran Majid also. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya ayyuhan nabiyyu, inna arsalnaka shahidan wa mubashiran wa naziran, wa da'iyan ila Allahi bi'iznihi, wa sirajan munira. وَبَشِّرِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ بِأَنَّ لَهُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ فَضْلًا كَبِيرًا. O my messenger, O my Rasul, we have sent you as a witness, as a bearer of glad tidings to mankind, and as a warner, and as one who invites to Allah by Allah's leave. And we have sent you as a lamp spreading light, spreading nur. And O my Rasul, give glad tidings to the believers, the mu'mineen, that they shall have from Allah a very great bounty, fadlan kabira. They will have great bounties when they follow you and they follow the sunnah. Tell them, inform them, they will have great bounties here in this world and in the hereafter. Allah will make their life smooth. There will be nur in their lives, nur to their families, nur in the tariqah that they are following in this sunnah. There is so much sunnah because I have sent you as a lamp that gives light, that spreads nur and light. What kind of nur and what kind of light? Muslimin, we have to decide what this means. In other words, we will be under the light of the guidance of Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And those who are guided, they will be blessed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we need to bear this in mind of how fortunate the Muslimin are that by following, obeying Allah and the Rasul of Allah, the fortunate circumstances under which they are. Allah will bless them, Allah will smoothen their path, Allah will light their path by which, by the lamp and the light and the nur which Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has brought. What does this mean? The light which he brought. That is the sunnah we are talking about. What Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the light, if we follow that light, the light of the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who has stated, I remind you again, that my sunnah is like a light that lightens the way, that spreads the way, that eases the way. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this very easy for the Muslimin if we follow that tariqah of Sayyidina wa Nabiyina Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When we do so, then we are following the path which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted to us, and we will find it so much easier to work ourselves into the future. Indeed, then we are on the right path. Otherwise, we are headed for the wrong way, and lots of tests and trials and suffering is going to accompany us. We will lose the great bounty that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran Majid, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُعْزُونَ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ لَعَنَهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ وَأَعَدَّ لَهُمْ عَزَابًا مُهِينًا. Allahu Akbar. The earlier ayat which I recited, it has been taken from Surah Ahzab, 33rd Surah of the Quran Majid. I recited to you verses 45 to 47. Which one was that? Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O my Rasul, we have sent you as a witness, as a bearer of glad tidings, and as a warner, and as one who invites to Allah by his leave, and as a lamp spreading light. And give glad tidings to the believers that they shall have from Allah a very great bounty. What I am saying to you, in this dunya and in the akhirah, you act according to the sunnah, you will find your life and the life of your family going very, very smoothly, very easily. Allah will lighten your burdens for you. The following ayat is as follows. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُعْزُونَ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ لَعَنَهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ وَأَعَدَّ لَهُمْ عَزَابًا مُهِينًا. Those who hurt, those who annoy, those who harm, those who disobey Allah and the Rasul of Allah, Allah has cursed them in this dunya, and Allah has cursed them in the hereafter. And Allah has prepared for them a humiliating punishment in the hereafter. Surah Ahzab, 33rd Surah of the Quran Majid, ayat number 57. You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said of the Yahud and Nasara that Allah has cursed the Yahud for all the things, the mischief they have made, the sins, the transgressions they have committed, Allah cursed them. Allah is saying here in this particular ayat, O Muslimin, beware. If you oppose, if you annoy, if you in any way harm and disobey, if you transgress the Quran and the Sunnah, what Allah has commanded you, and that which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught you, If you go against that, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُوزُونَ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ, if you go against those things that are in the Quran and the Sunnah, Allahu Akbar, listen to this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah has cursed them in this dunya, in this world. Here is the word, لَعَنَهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. لَعَن, لَعَن is cursed. You are cursed by Allah in this dunya, and you are cursed by Allah in the akhirah. وَأَعَدَّ لَهُمْ, and Allah has prepared for them عَزَابًا مُهِينًا, a painful, a humiliating, a disgraceful punishment in the hereafter. Surah Ahzab, 33rd surah of the Quran Majid, ayat number 57. Respected brothers and sisters, don't play with the deen. Don't play with the sunnah of Rasulullah. Don't take it lightly. It is very, very important. No Muslim wants to receive the curse of Allah in this particular dunya. So beware that we are always obedient to Allah and the Rasul of Allah. Otherwise, you know what the consequences are of disobedience and trying all our tricks and plans in order to become evasive of Quran and Sunnah. Be careful. The Quran and the Sunnah is until the last day, until the coming of Yawmul Qiyamah. So be careful and beware. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran Majid, وَمَنْ يُتِئِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَزِيمًا. صَدَقَ اللَّهُ الْعَزِيمُ. Those who obey Allah, those who obey the Rasul of Allah, they have attained the highest achievement. Surah Ahzab, 33rd Surah of the Quran Majid, ayat number 71. وَمَنْ يُتِئِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا. All of us write exams. This dunya is an examination for all of mankind. O Muslimin, Allah says, I will give you the highest degree. I will award you all the plus factors. You will pass with flying colors in the hereafter. How can you qualify for a flying pass, for the highest grade in the hereafter? Here's the solution. Allah gives you, وَمَنْ يُتِئِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَزِيمًا. If you want to pass with flying colors, with the highest degrees, A's in every subject, the one who obeys Allah and His Messenger, such a one has attained the highest achievement. Surah Azab, 33rd Surah of the Quran Majid, ayat number 71. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran Majid, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, ati'u allaha wa ati'u rasula, wa la tubtilu a'malakum. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O you who believe, obey Allah and obey the Rasul of Allah, and do not make vain your needs, your deeds. In other words, do not waste your actions and your deeds. Do not throw it away. Do not throw it into the waste paper basket. Whatever you do, make it worthwhile by following the Quran and the Sunnah, following Allah and the Rasul of Allah. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, ati'u allaha wa ati'u rasula wa la tubtilu a'malakum. And do not waste whatever you do. Do not put it away. Do not waste it in any way whatsoever. Do not throw it away. Obey Allah. Obey the Rasul of Allah. Keep within the limits and the boundaries of Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran Majid, فَآمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ, and believe in Allah and believe in the Messenger of Allah. فَآمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ, believe in Allah and believe in the Messenger of Allah. Surah Taghabun, 64th Surah of the Quran Majid, ayat number 8. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the same surah Taghabun, which is the 64th surah of the Quran Majid, Allah subhanahu wa ati'u Allah wa ati'u Rasula fa in tawallaytum fa innama ala rasulina al-balaghul mubin. Sadaqallahu al-azim. Obey Allah. Obey the Messenger of Allah, the Rasul of Allah. But remember, know If you turn back on Allah and the Rasul of Allah, then the duty of our messenger is only to proclaim the message clearly and openly. That's all. His mission was to come and give you the message. He has come, he has delivered the message clearly and openly to you. Balaghul Mubin. He has delivered it clearly to you. Surah Taghabun, Surah number 64, ayat number 12. He has carried out the mission. So now it's up to you. All the above ayat, verses of the Quran Majid that I've recited to you, point to the immense stature, the noble standing, and the elevated position of Khatamun Nabiyyin, Sayyidul Mursaleen, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yes, there are many more ayat, verses in the Quran Majid that denote this, his elevated status and high and dignified position among the blessed Anbiyas and Rasuls and messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But I have only chosen the above to present to you the eminence and loftiness of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All the above verses which I have recited are the eternal, everlasting words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And these words of the Quran will remain so till the day of Qiyamah. And nothing that happens between now and then, no matter what calamity befalls this dunya, will ever place any kind of doubt in the hearts of the believers of the mu'mineen muslimin. There is the time, even if all the paper burns up in the world, our huffaz will carry this Quran forward and reproduce it. There is a time approaching of severe tests and trials for the muslimin, and of blazing tricks of evil magic and sorcery that will cause doubt to be cast into the hearts and minds of weak of iman Muslims, who shall then leave the fold of Islam to save themselves from the hardship and suffering. From those who remain steadfast in iman, but those who remain steadfast, they hold onto iman and are prepared to give up their life for the deen of Islam. These shall be pleasantly rewarded in the akhirah by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the clear message in the above verses of the Quran Majid. I am saying to you, making an appeal and a big dua, that the times which are coming, respected brothers and sisters, you cannot even imagine what is coming on this Muslim ummah. Over and over again, in these ayat of the Quran Majid, Allah has emphasized and made so clear to us that we must obey Allah and the Rasul. Hold fast to Allah and the Rasul of Allah. Do you have any idea of the tests and trials that are coming? Do you know what the arrival of all the Dajjals that precede the big Dajjal, what tests and trials will come? The various states and the governments, kuffar governments, what they are going to do to the Muslimin, how they are going to trap the Muslimin, how they are going to allege that the Muslims, accuse the Muslims of all kinds of acts of terrorism and other kinds of acts, how they are going to frame Muslims all over the world, how many thousands of Muslims are going to be imprisoned and tortured. Are we aware of what is happening at the moment? No, we sit here on the southern tip of the world. We have no idea of what is happening and how our Muslim brothers and sisters are suffering. Some of the facts are only emerging now of the tortures that happen in Guantanamo Bay. So many other prisons there are, how the Muslims are being tortured there. But what about the time that is coming, which Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has spoken about, where there will be widespread torture and torment and suffering, punishing the Muslims in this dunya? What will be the result? What are we going to do at that time when our iman is tested? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says thousands, no, millions of Muslims are going to go away. They're going to leave their Islam and their deen to save themselves. They're going to walk out of the deen of Islam. So those who hold tight to iman, we need to listen to these talks and follow them. That is a clear message in all these ayats of the Quran Majid that I've recited to you. We end off with the dua. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save our children from losing our iman and from failing to obey Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen ya Rabbul Alameen. with this dua we end off. We make dua for all our listeners as well, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must protect them and their families and reward them. We also make the dua that all our ancestors, all those who have passed away, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this Mubarak day, in this Mubarak month, at this Mubarak time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must bless them and reward them all. May they, all of them, be forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah have mercy upon them. May all of them, their qabrs, they must be lit with the noor of truth and the noor of haq. May Allah make it lighter for them wherever they are in their qabrs. Allah fill it up with noor. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of qiyamah, Allah grant them shifaat kubra of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Allah accept the shifaat that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes, or the intercession that he makes, Allah accept it on behalf of them and on behalf of all of us. May Allah reward them all. May Allah reward all of us. Jazakumullah wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alamin.